So presidential candidates sound confident, right? I mean, that's their whole deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to win. But last night, it seemed to me that Mitt Romney was sounding like he's coasting.
God bless the United States of America. Thanks, you guys. Thanks for the victory in Wisconsin and Maryland and District of Columbia. Thanks, you guys.
It's a far cry from Howard Dean, right?
Thank you. Thank you. See you in Tampa. See you in Tampa. See you in Tampa, folks. Romney
Thanks
got all
coming.
37 delegates in Maryland, all 16 in the District of Columbia. He won at least 30 delegates in Wisconsin. Rick Santorum, on the other hand, does not sound like he's coasting.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pennsylvania and half the other people in this country have yet to be heard. And we're going to go out and campaign here and across this nation to make sure that their voices are heard in the next few months.
We are going to find the people hidden away in America who will vote for me.
Well, there are people.
Yes, there are. Yes. Certainly there are. And Santorum, of course, is hoping for Pennsylvania, which is the home state he lost in his last Senate race back in 2006. That's right. Of course, that was not a primary. It was a general. Nevertheless, joining us with more, Sean Johnson, Capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio and Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Sean and Todd, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
So, Sean, run it down this morning. I was looking at an exit poll from Maryland last night, and Romney won in virtually every category, even among conservatives, which is a sign that voters are starting to turn towards Romney, regardless of what they may think about the ideology of the GOP right now. What are you seeing in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I think the key number for the exit poll that stood out was that 80% of those who voted, including people who voted for Rick Santorum, said they expected Mitt Romney to be the party's eventual nominee. And so, you know, even among those who voted against Mitt Romney, there's just sort of an understanding that he's going to be the person they have a chance to vote for in November. And that, you know, that could have been a factor that led to his victory in Wisconsin, although it was, you know, it was relatively close, you know, given his status as the presumed front runner. Rick Santorum still was within five based on the most recent numbers we got.
Interesting. Sean Johnson, you talk about the other dynamic. I'm wondering if the closeness of Santorum has something to do with just how riled up people are in Wisconsin over the recall election, which is going to be held in June for your governor.
And it's hard to see how recall supporters broke down for either Santorum or Romney. Both candidates made a point of saying that they were supporting Governor Walker when they were in town. You know, Mitt Romney went to a Governor Walker call center over the weekend to, you know, show that he was supporting the governor in that way. But the energy level is definitely much higher for that recall election a couple months away than it was for the race that we just completed.
Sean Johnson, Capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. Todd Zwillick, looking at all the numbers from last night, it seems to me about the only good ones are 37 delegates in Maryland, 16 delegates for Romney in the District of Columbia, and 30 delegates in Wisconsin. Turnout numbers, the closeness of Santorum, all those things are net negatives, I think, for the GOP and for Romney going forward.
Well, you've got there's another number, which is 646, which is the AP estimate of Romney's delegates so far, which starts to turn into a steamroller. I think we said on yesterday's show he was exactly halfway to the 1,144 delegates needed to, you know, to be a shoo-in in Tampa. Rick Santorum wants to go through Pennsylvania. That's April 24th, has said himself. We heard it in the intro there. He has to win in Pennsylvania, and that'll be on that Tuesday, my home state, by the way. He needs a strong showing there to have any excuse to continue on in this election, because, as I said, Mitt Romney's on a steamroller, but is running into, I want to extend the metaphor. I don't know if President Obama is a brick wall or not, but yesterday in Washington, he gave a speech that was directed squarely right back at Mitt Romney, squarely right back at the GOP, a general election broadside against Republican governing philosophy. And it was quite remarkable, John.
Well, remarkable in the sense that, you know, here the Obama administration is anointing Romney as its preferred contender, which I think is another implicit signal to Republicans that, you know, a lot of people don't believe Mitt Romney can win. What does that do to the turnout, the enthusiasm, all the things that Sean Johnson was talking about that seem to be present in that recall election for Governor Walker, but absent in the general for the president?
Well, you know, I think we have to wait and see because, look, the Obama reelect OFA and the White House picked Mitt Romney as the nominee a long time ago. The only candidate they've really been attacking directly was a long time ago, and it threw a little bit of a monkey wrench in their plans when Rick Santorum started doing so well in the South. Well, it turns out that may have been a historical flash in the pan, and the nominee will be Mitt Romney. One thing to remember, and I think it's going to be a long summer, but people on the right, as unenthusiastic as they've proven to be in the numbers that you mentioned, John, for Mitt Romney. Let's see who he picks as a running mate. Will that have a bump? But also, let's remember how motivated they are to get President Obama out of office. I don't know yet. You don't know yet. None of us knows what the final equation is for Republican enthusiasm in November. Mitt Romney was certainly trying to stir it up last night when he was speaking during his victory speech, going at President Obama directly for being insulated on Air Force One, not doing a good job. I mean, he's trying to stir up people's dislike for President Obama, at least on the right.
Let's hear what the president said about that Paul Ryan budget at the Associated Press luncheon yesterday.
This congressional Republican budget is something different altogether. It is a Trojan horse. Disguised as deficit reduction plans, it is really an attempt to impose a radical vision on our country. It is thinly veiled social Darwinism.
Sean Johnson, do you think Congressman Ryan is feeling the heat here?
I think Congressman Ryan has been run against for, you know, at least a year now, maybe more, and is pretty used to it. I know that Congressman Ryan's endorsement was really Mitt Romney's closing argument in Wisconsin, and they went everywhere in the closing days of the, you know, presidential campaign here, the Republican presidential campaign, and that was Mitt Romney's way of telling Wisconsin Republicans, look, I'm conservative enough. I will sign the Ryan budget. He let Ryan take questions at town hall meetings, and really Ryan got louder applause here than Mitt Romney did in some instances. So definitely a help for him in the primary, more complicated in the general election.
Absolutely.
Though.
That's always the case. Sean Johnson, Capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio in Madison, and Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. I guess the real question is, at the convention, will Paul Ryan speak on the last day or on all the days at that convention in Tampa? Thanks so much.
Pleasure.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.